So this homily is going to be entitled, A Tale of Two Trees. Last homily, I only got into one tree because then I switched gears. There were the confirmation kids there. But this time, I'm going to actually give you the real homily. So the two trees are this. First of all, we see in the book of Exodus, which wasn't really a tree, it was a bush, but, you know, you get the idea. Moses is out in the desert of Sinai, and he looks up on the hill, and he sees a bush on fire, which is already a little bit remarkable. It's like, you don't normally just kind of go out and say, hey, look, there's some plant on fire. Could have been a lightning strike. I mean, it's a desert, so I guess maybe those things do happen. But as he's looking at it, he realizes there's this bush and it's on fire and it's not getting burned up. It's just staying the same. I don't know about you, but if I, you know, if you go out and light something on fire, normally within a few minutes it starts withering and crackling and doing all those things. And this bush is a representation, if you want, of your soul. Because when God comes to you, the Holy Spirit comes to you like fire. And the Holy Spirit wants to dwell in our hearts and ignite them on fire, but not cause us any harm. The only thing that the Holy Spirit is going to consume, if you want, are your sins. Our sins. And the life of a Catholic who takes his faith seriously, the life of a saint, is the life of a person who is constantly burning with the Holy Spirit and is not consumed. Actually, that burning bush is one of the images of the Blessed Virgin Mary that the Church Fathers use all the time. The image of the woman who is full of the Holy Spirit, who was being burned but was never, if you want, damaged, so to speak. The second bush is the tree, or the second tree rather, is the one that Jesus talks about in the gospel. He says, there's this parable. There was once a person who had a fig tree planted in his orchard, and when he came in search of fruit, he found none. He said to the gardener, for 3 years now I've come in search of fruit on this tree, and I've found none. Cut it down. And you can ask yourself, what good is a tree I suppose it could be an ornamental tree, but what good is like a fruit tree that doesn't have fruit? If you plant an orange tree or an apple tree, you expect at least within 3 years that you're going to see something, at least some sign of, even if the fruit isn't very good yet and you have to wait another year, but at least there'll be something there, right? But if you come out there and there's this tree year in and year out, and it's not producing anything, what good is it? And the truth is, God looks at each one of us and he says, I have given you this fire of the Holy Spirit that we've talked about. I'm looking for there to be fruits in your lives. To be a Catholic means, to be a convinced Catholic at least, to be an active Catholic means to be different. And what is the fruit that Jesus wants to find in our lives? Well, St. Paul says, the fruit of the Spirit is this. It's in the letter to the Galatians. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. I'm not going to get into that because I have to keep the homily relatively short. But love, joy, peace. If you look, St. Teresa of Avila once said, it only works in Spanish, so the expression in English isn't so good. It says, un santo triste es un triste santo. A couple of you people actually understood it. The rest of you were like, huh? A sad saint makes for a very sad saint. The idea being that if you see somebody who thinks they're holy and pious and they're going around being sad or annoyed or grouchy or whatever, that's a very sad excuse for a saint. That's not the real deal. Holiness brings joy. Holiness brings peace, even when you're going through suffering and a hard time. What is the number one fruit that God is going to look for in our lives? He himself, Christ himself, says in chapter 13 of John's Gospel, they will know you are my followers by the love that you show for one another. That is the reason we have a church. That's the only reason why we come to Mass on Sunday. It is the only reason God invented the sacraments, the sacrament of confession, the Eucharist, all of this stuff. Everything that Jesus came to do, it is so that we can love. And love means gift of self. being willing to die to myself for the well-being of other people. That is the sign of love. I see a lot of parents with a lot of kids here, right? You know, you had, when you met your spouse, of course there was a romantic honeymoon kind of love, and I'm not going to say it's not valid. It is. But as you live your marriage and you go through the hard times and the fights and the disagreements and you come out the other side, that's where your love is really deepened. And when your kids come along and all the things that kids, of course we love our children, but all the trials the kids bring along at 3 a.m. when they're crying and their tooth aches or their diaper needs changing or whatever, you know, those are not the fun parts. But because we love, we're happy to do it. And in the gospel parable here, one last thing, it says there was the owner, which is God the Father. There is the gardener. He says, why is this tree cluttering up the ground? And the gardener says, okay, well, give me some time. Let me work with it. Let me fertilize it. Let me do all that stuff. You know who the gardener is a lot of times in our day-to-day lives? A lot of times it's your priest. Or just the other holy people you know, like your parents, the people that love you and the people that try to help us walk in our faith. They are the gardeners saying, Lord, give us a little more time. Let me pray more for this person. Let's sacrifice more for this person. Let me try to talk to the person, whatever it needs, so that this person will start walking more and more the path of love. We are all called in the end of the day to be that gardener for one another. And when we all, in a certain sense, take up that gardening role, then how beautiful it's going to be when we look out and see each one of our lives bearing the fruit that Christ wants. God bless.